This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Tampa Bay the Tampa Bay Rays, who are starting baseball this week in just another day. By the way, the Toronto Blue Jays are going to be starting up in Dunedin, Florida, down here in Florida. Too darn cold up there in Buffalo where they'd have to go, and I get that one. So anyway, and by the way, it's going to be snowing up there, so no, they're not going to be up there for that. But we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. Don't forget, you can always follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page and you're in like Flynn. And if you want to get in the chat room, it's the Captain's Group on Facebook. Look for the chat room groups that are in there. We are the Captain's Group. And also on MeWe and Gab, same thing, the Captain's America Third Watch. On Parler, it's at the Captain's America. On Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Very simple, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Well, there'll be some changes over there in the next few days with some other offers that we're putting up there, too, to go along with what's already there. So check it out, and you'll see what's going on. In the meantime, the professor of politics is here, Kyle Warren. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Time for the Pledge of Allegiance for the second time. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize again those two words, under God. Our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I think it's fair to say that we have a republic. Now, I'm going to say this right. How many times do we hear the word, our democracy? How many times do we hear that?
Well, about a million times a day.
We are not, I repeat, we are not a democracy. We are a republic. And our republic is under assault. Now listen to this. A nation without sovereign and protected borders is no nation at all. It becomes a dangerous no man's land where laws are irrelevant and good and decent citizens and lawful residents fear for their safety. Our nation's laws against illegal immigration are under attack by a range of well-funded, many by radical billionaire George Soros groups and politicians from both parties. You heard me right. Politicians from both parties willing to sacrifice our national sovereignty in preference to open borders, cheap illegal labor, and for raw political advantage. What they're looking for, folks, the business people, the big-time corporations, is cheap illegal labor. Now, I will say, Kyle, that I just totally agree with the statement. But the problem is, what are we going to do about it?
Well, Captain, of course, part of this has to do with the results of the election. It has to do, obviously, with the Biden administration's own executive orders, reversals of Trump policies, this kind of thing. The way that we can do this is you have to be able to change the makeup of the Congress, for one thing, and then, of course, win back the White House. That's the ultimate strategy. But in the meantime, though, of course, make your voice heard to your local politicians, to your representatives in Congress or your senator, and so that they understand exactly where the American people are coming from. They know, Captain, that the policies of the Biden administration are not really all that popular, and they need the political cover to be able to stand up to it.
Now, I have some interesting news about the Department of Justice and the events of January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. You want to hear it?
Yes.
We heard a lot of people were being arrested and charged for things like insurrection and possibly sedition was being discussed, correct?
Right, right.
Are you aware of the status of those charges right now, the majority of them, about 95% of them? Are you aware?
I think they're having trouble with those charges, as I understand.
Well, yeah. It's more than trouble. They're taking the charges, which was an overcharge to begin with, and they're now charging them with simple trespassing on federal property, for which they will pay a fine, and that's it. See ya.
Interesting.
And I'm looking at the article here about this, and this is not being reported because the Department of Justice and the Biden administration would not want you to know that what they were trying to do, the narrative they were trying to drive home, just isn't there. Now, is it there for a few people, a handful of people? Yes, but remember, I just said the word handful.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, I did not say hundreds. I did not say thousands.
Right. No, there's no doubt that you did have some people that went there. They had some pretty bad
disease. A handful.
That's right.
Yep.
But, so, I mean, again, these are things that occur, and we have to have some kind of perspective on them. And as these prosecutors go through this, then they're getting that perspective, one might think. And they should prosecute those who went there with the intent to harm people or to harm the property and vandalize and so forth. But they're obviously doing that. But again, with perspective, comes some clarity, I think.
Well, again, with the people that thought they were going to be charged with sedition, there was a lot of discussion about that. And those that were being charged with insurrection, there was a lot of discussion about that. It's simply a trespassing charge they're going to be charged with, the majority of them, the vast majority, about 95%. And those other few, that handful, is going to be charged with the other charges that I just mentioned. So that's where we're at with all of that, folks. All right, Kyle, hang on, folks. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Ooh, don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, for doing that for us. Kathy Curtis is the voice of the radio show. You hear her, the female voice, I should say. You hear her in a lot of our different promotions, and we appreciate her so very much. Now, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, moi, the Captain Matt Bruce, sent you. Now, here's how it works. They'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. So if you're around Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, or surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Remember, all you got to do is give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the Captain sent you, and they'll dump $100 in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the windshield. All righty, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is again, right on key.
Hey, you know, Captain, I noticed something. The stuff that you were talking about with Frank Salvato earlier this week on Monday, and then also the stuff when we heard from Dan the Man.
Yeah, last night.
Last night. Yeah, all the stuff about Fauci, about bringing the test animals and so forth, the rats and mice and so forth from China here. That's all starting to be talked about on television, isn't it?
Yeah, I wonder where they heard it.
No kidding. Well, it just goes to show on the Third Watch, you're going to hear stuff.
Well,
tomorrow's news.
I know the producers of a lot of the morning shows that are on radio and television follow us on Facebook. I know that. They follow me on Parler. As I said, I went over to Parler, and all of a sudden it's exploded over there for the radio show and for me. I mean, it just absolutely took off and exploded. Now, what amazed me was I knew the Trumps were there. So I followed all the Trumps. They're following me.
Very cool.
So obviously people are paying attention, but then again, what we do during the night is not common for a lot of the radio stations and shows that are out there, because they either want to talk about gremlins and ghosts and goblins, and you got swooped, oh, I was taken out of space and went to Timbuktu or whatever, or you got the wannabe truck driver. I love this one. The wannabe truck drivers that are on the radio that never have been in the cab of a truck in their entire life talking about what it's like to be a truck driver.
Well,
I mean, give me a break.
Well, you can spot that pretty easily.
Yeah, and then we've got some of the people that try to talk about some of the different things related to emergency first responders, fire or police, and they get into some of their discussions. And they're not always pro-police or pro-fire, and we are 199% brothers of the blue, brothers of the red, brothers of the green, which is EMS, fire, and police, and we stand up and support you guys and gals out there and the military. You can count on it here on this program.
Couldn't have said it better.
Yeah. Yep. Now let's talk about Senator Marsha Blackburn. She is following the money. She wants to know where the $89.6 million came from to pay the illegals' wholesale contract, because we now know that 30,000 illegals have been released into the United States since January.
Right, and by released, of course, that means that nobody really knows exactly where these individuals went.
Basically. We're not supposed to.
Exactly. And again, Captain, in the middle of a pandemic, it seems to be so counterintuitive, and that's being nice about it, to say it that way. But you're right. Where did the Biden administration get the money? What are they transferring? What are they doing? I mean, when President Trump wanted to build the border wall, it was like, well, he can't do that. Where is he going to get the money? And everything was a big federal case, basically. But this is rolling out in a very, very different way. But, Senator Blackburn is asking those questions.
Were you one of the last people that booked your flight space on the SpaceX flight that's going into outer space? Because we got the report yesterday that's fully booked. Were you one of the last ones that did that?
Well, no, I can't say. No, I wasn't.
I don't know what they're charging to be on there, but I think it's several million dollars, and a couple of billionaires signed up with the other billionaires that were on there. So they're going to outer space.
Yes, they are. And that's very interesting. And at some point, this could be a lot more commonplace, many, many years down the road, I'm sure. But, it's exciting to see some of these initial things because, Captain, back in the day when the Apollo program was going on, people really, and remember Skylab? Remember when Skylab was up there? Yeah. The whole idea was that, okay, we're really getting into the space age. The shuttle, of course, an excellent program, the STS program, but I think people have always wondered, are we going to get to be able to have just regular folks, for lack of a better expression, be able to go to space?
Years ago, as a government contractor, some of my trucks used to haul the engines for the space shuttle, because when they would land back here at Cape Kennedy, they would replace the engines. They'd take the engines off, load them undercover. You would not know what they were on drop deck trucks, and they would go out west, the engines, three trucks, three trailers, all running together with a military escort, and then they'd replace the engines to go up on the next flight with brand new ones.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Yeah, they take the engines, refurbish them again, and make them like new, and then send them back for the next shuttle flight. That's how they did that all the time.
That's right. The SRBs.
Yep.
Yeah. And, one of the things, though, too, when the space program and the moonshot and all that, it gave people a real sense, Captain, of what the Earth was, in the sense that the astronauts would look back at the Earth and there are no borders and this kind of stuff. It's one planet. But the people who are the powers that be nowadays, especially the Democrat Party elite, they want us to be completely divided.
You haven't lived until you've been inside the vehicle assembly building and looked up with the shuttle up on top of that great big huge rocket that put it up in the air, 50 plus stories in the air.
Yes.
You haven't lived till you've seen that. I mean, my God, unbelievable.
Yes, I was able to be at the Kennedy Space Center, I think, many, many years ago. We were able to see a shuttle on the pad. But that building that you're talking about, they also assembled, I think, the Saturn rocket in there.
Yep.
That's why it was so, and you could see that building from so many miles away, and that's how tall it was. That's how immense it really is.
Yeah. Now, Google Maps is going to start directing drivers, you ready for this,
mm-hmm.
to eco-friendly routes.
What does that mean, I wonder?
I guess so you can go see trees and bushes and berries and bears.
Yeah, I would suppose.
An eco-friendly route. That's, yeah.
Well, is it a fuel-saving thing or something like that?
I don't think so. If you're going to go out and tour the countryside, what's saving fuel about that?
Yeah. No.
You might not even find a gas station in your travels.
That's true. Or just the shortest path from point A to point B.
Yeah. Now, the good thing is we got the ship moved out of the way in the Suez Canal. Ships are starting to go through, right?
Right.
But the bad news is we hear yesterday it could take about a week to clear up the mess, the log jam.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, it just shows how important it is for this kind of thing not to happen. We haven't heard too much, exactly how this happened and how they're going to make sure it doesn't happen again because this was wholly a disaster.
There was one noise that was heard all the way over here. You know what it was, right?
What was that?
Yeah, you could hear them. Pooping and hollering in the Suez Canal all the way over here in Tampa Bay.
Well, sure, yeah. And again, I mean, it shows how the vulnerability of the supply chain, which really, I mean, not even just to mention the stuff that's actually on that ship, the Ever Given. You know, there's stuff that's not getting where it's supposed to be or expected to be. But it does show, again, that especially with these special things like the Suez Canal or the Panama Canal, I mean, you have to be able to keep it running or everything's going to back up and there's going to be major reverberations in the world economy.
Okay, I've got a question here from Natalie. Natalie doesn't say where she's at. She says, did I hear you right? The Masters Tournament and the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Georgia are now going to be protested, too, as a result of the Georgia election laws. Yes, you heard me right. The Reverend L. Sharpton, right?
Right.
Was the one that said it.
Well, and again, as we talked about what the real basis of these election laws are, again, they're going to hawk a narrative about how it's keeping people suppressing the vote and all this kind of stuff. And that's how they get their money or their power.
The reason I'm laughing is because Wally said, boy, I'm glad I sure got my toilet paper. Because
right.
All those ships that are hauling that balsa wood that they used to make the toilet paper from were stuck over there in the Arabian Sea trying to get through the Suez Canal.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. A new study from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases showed evidence that the COVID vaccines will provide protection against the new variants of the virus. The study found that patients who had recovered after being infected by variants from the UK, South Africa, and Brazil all retained their immune response to the virus. The report stressed that a larger study was needed, as only 30 patients were examined, but said that the data would be valuable towards seeing whether booster shots will need to be developed. And new satellite images show North Korea may be taking steps to produce more nuclear weapons. The images released Tuesday show plumes of smoke emerging from buildings at the Yongbyon Nuclear Research Facility. NBC reporting that experts believe the images show North Korean efforts to restart processing plutonium for weapons at the site. The activity comes after a pair of missile tests from the North Korean regime, a likely challenge to President Biden's new administration. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Well, thank you very much, Ron Edwards. I was on his program yesterday. He comes on 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He's on for an hour, 3 to 4. Go to the RonEdwards.com website to find out more. And I'm on every Tuesday now, I found out. So he asked me to do that, and I said, sure, be happy to. In the meantime, this part of the show brought to you by my friends over at the Stem Cell Patch Outfit.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
And you know, the best part of being on the radio is you get to talk to people like Kyle Warren. But, Kyle, we got a couple callers. I'm going to go to the first one. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, good morning. I believe this is Frank in Clearwater, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right, Kyle, Captain, here's my question. Almost 90 days this crazy man's been in office, and that whole Democratic Party is doing nothing but ruining and dividing this country day after day. I can't think of one positive thing that they've approved, either by executive order or just trying to get things through on a brazen side of everything to unsupport anything that Trump has ever done. Why don't we have a Pelosi on our team that would have incited to have him impeached, and that whole team for just doing nothing that's making America unite again. Even the latest thing, I listened to the Ted Cruz stuff down at the border, and everybody's down there saying they're going to, you know, we're down here doing this, but nobody's saying what they can do to change it. It's got to be all so illegal. I don't get it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Frank. We'll answer that. And, Kyle, first of all, not being in the majority doesn't help, does it?
Well, exactly, yes.
And Pelosi, when she opened her mouth in the impeachment, this, that, and the other, they were the majority in the House. They knew they had the votes the whole time. They knew they could get that through. They just weren't sure about the Senate at the time, the first time around anyway, and the second time for that matter. We were in the majority in the Senate, so we knew that they weren't going to be able to get it through there. So all they did was just, it was an exercise in futility. But go ahead and keep going, and then we do have another caller.
Well, exactly. Yeah, what's happening, of course, typically the first 100 days of any administration are arguably some of the most important, because that's when they do try to get things through and do this kind of stuff. Arguably, they have done things that have created the crisis that we see on the border, that's affecting the economy, killing the Keystone Pipeline, sending all these signals they're going to get rid of jobs if they just darn well feel like it, and of course also on the foreign policy front as well. Again, one of the things that happens, and you have Ted Cruz and other senators going down to the border, at the very least, they're raising public awareness. And watch the polls. As we talked about on the program last night, there was a 10-point drop in Biden's poll numbers from Rasmussen. It's having an effect, what he's doing.
Yeah, there's going to be a bigger drop. Okay, to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain. This is Elliot Westlake Chapel.
Hey, Elliot.
If you can give me... Yeah, good morning, sir. If you can give me 60 seconds here. You know, folks, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Captain, I predict with open border cartels have already moved between 400,000 to 800,000 illegals through underground subterranean tunnels from point A to point B. To counter that, a peaceful march in Washington is needed. Republicans, make your case how this will destroy jobs in the community and bring down the rate of pay. The march should be centered on Joe Biden puts our children, grandchildren last, but embraces illegals who will be given a Social Security number, housing, job availability, and money, cash. This affects all of us. You know, folks, organize a peaceful march. Remember, Budget Director Bernie Sanders is a key component to Biden's plan. Joe and Bernie is the Simon Bar Sinisters of our time. Mm-hmm. Where the hell is Underdog? Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Captain.
Yeah, and very good point, sir, Elliot. What do you think, Kyle?
No, he's right on the money there.
Yeah, and he's talking about a march. I think there's some sort of rally coming up. I was talking to George yesterday, the Godfather, and he was saying something, but I don't know what the something was because they didn't have a concrete date put in place. All right, real quick, let's get over here because I believe I know who this is, and we don't have a lot of time. Okay, is this Eric in Seminole?
Hey, yes, sir. Thanks for my call. Good morning, gentlemen. Real quick, regarding the border situation, it's not being called a crisis because it's not a crisis. It is a managed invasion of what's going on.
It's intentional, Eric.
It is definitely intentional. Mm-hmm. There's big religion, big immigration, big money going into this. This is not by accident. Okay, number two, I don't think people remember, and people may not like what I'm about ready to say, but Senator Ted Cruz, remember back in 13, 14, and 15 when there was another surge of children that were coming across the border, Senator Ted Cruz had gone down to the border and was handing out basically welcome aboard packages to a lot of these children. He was going down to assist in some of this stuff that was going on. There were other conservative mainstream talk show hosts that had gone down there as a guest of the Koch brothers that was helping actually fund some of these facilities that were receiving these quote-unquote immigrants into the country. So I think that we really need to pay attention on what's going on down there, because it is more than just one facility that's going on. There's allegedly another facility that's going to house four times as many persons in order to, then they're moving these people throughout the United States with cash in hand from assistance from Catholic charities, which is not necessarily affiliated with the Roman Catholic Church.
Oh, I know. I know.
Right? You follow where I'm going. So
yeah.
I think people, this is a deadly, serious issue to the Republic of the United States. And it's not about people that need to, you know, need assistance or whatever. I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the money coming from? Where's the money been going for the past decades mm-hmm. to all these countries down south? And I'm just going to leave it right there, sir.
Okay.
Thanks for letting me vent. Gentlemen, have a good day and a Semper Fi.
All right, Semper Fi, Eric. Yeah, very good point there with Eric.
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
And again, yes, as you said, Captain, intentional. And the idea to overwhelm not only the border processing facilities, but other aspects of our country as well. And it becomes really just a mission of attrition, really. And then, of course, I can't imagine, and again, in the middle of a pandemic, sounds like a broken record. There I go with the Bidenism, by the way.
Yeah.
A broken record, it's saying, wait a minute, were these people tested for COVID? Is there any strategy to making sure that they're healthy and this kind of stuff? And evidently not.
It is a Cloward Piven strategy on steroids.
Yep. That's
yep.
right. We're witnessing it. We're seeing it happen. And again, you know, Captain, somebody was talking to me earlier today, and they said, well, you know, some people, you know, they really want a better life. Of course they do. But the Democrat Party elite, they are using the people who want to come across as simply pawns. They're trying to get this so that they, and this is why they're overwhelming the system, so that they can shore up their own power. I don't think that they really care that people want a better life, of which many people honestly do want a better life.
Yeah, and, you know, what we've got going on here is, I'll give you an example. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, number 13, Divided They Fall. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, polarize it. The left is trying to divide not only the Trumpsters, his base, and the never-Trumpers, with Utah Senator Mitt Romney, Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse, Vermont Governor Scott, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, Wisconsin Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke, and all that bunch. But our people on our side, the conservatives and the Trumpsters, we need to polarize those in government who go against all of what we're trying to do and make our life miserable, and turn it around on them and make their life miserable and stick it right back in their face. What they're doing to us, we need to take and stick right back in their face.
Well, it is so important because the more ground that they're able to gain, you know, the harder it's going to be in the end. And, but I do think, Captain, you know, the American people do see what's happening. They understand, and they look at Joe Biden, President Biden, and they say, wait a minute, you know, what's going on here? And so really the what they may be dealing with at the White House is very, very serious in terms of public relations very soon, I think.
Yeah. And by the way, somebody said, what's happened to our country? You're right. What's happened to our country? But elections have consequences, and some 600,000 people, we now know, stayed home in Georgia and didn't vote in the senatorial race. You wonder why we got what we got? I'm not wondering.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that so much for us. And she's such a great friend of the show, she and her husband Don, from the Double D Ranch up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Okay, time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And here we go.
Sure.
a little Ted Nugent from 1979, Cat Scratch Fever, and that's by special request by somebody that's on the phone line here.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that goes back to 79 and just a real classic, Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent, Cat Scratch Fever, you betcha. And I wonder if they're still scratching over the cats.
All right.
Well, we got to take a look at the weather because we do have a bunch of stuff going on out there tonight. And by the way, there's been a change in the weather since last hour. Now, a strong cold front is crossing the eastern part of the United States tonight and also into Thursday and into Friday. It'll be over in New England with the potential for severe thunderstorms, heavy snow, and rain. And I did say snow. The further north you go, the more you'll get. Now, a strong cold front is going to push through the eastern U.S. Wednesday and Thursday with organized severe thunderstorms possible across portions of the southeast, additional heavy rainfall over the Tennessee Valley, and heavy snow possible from the central Appalachians, eastern Ohio Valley, all the way up the lee shore of Lake Ontario, upstate New York to the Canadian border, and interior New England up in the higher elevations there, the Berkshires and on up into the Green Mountains as well. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we have some we've had other changes in the western weather as well since last hour. Fire weather watches dropping off in southeastern Arizona and southern New Mexico, but popping up now. Get this, in northern Montana, this up near Great Falls, north of Helena, but covering most of the northern part of the state of Montana. Fire weather watch now on the map. Also, wind advisories are dropping off near Reno, Carson City, and Sacramento and the Northern California area, including San Francisco. But we still have a freeze warning if you're heading through Medford or Grants Pass, southern Oregon, along Interstate 5. Seattle and Portland look like they're going to be dry here for the next few days, maybe rain coming in towards the end of the weekend. But wind advisory also staying around in Southern California. That should be here, Captain, through, I believe, the Wednesday afternoon, and they could get gusts of up to 50 miles per hour. So if you're in that area, be careful.
Yeah. Now let's go to the southwestern corner of Minnesota tonight. We do have some severe thunderstorm watches and warnings and flood watches and warnings in there, as well as a little southeastern quadrant of South Dakota and the northwestern quadrant of Ohio right now. So be careful in those areas. Right now, Missouri has got a freeze warning all the way up I-44 to St. Louis and Branson, Springfield, Joplin, Fort Leonard Wood, all the way across. It's going to be cold. Certainly the temperatures will be, it looks like, in the upper 20s after being in the 70s. You're down there right now, so that's going to be chilly. And then the southern part of Illinois, southern part of Indiana, southern part of Ohio, all of Kentucky is under a freeze watch tonight. There is some rain mixed in with some of these areas. Could be getting some snow flurries, believe it or not, over into West Virginia and the higher elevations of Kentucky tonight. Also across Tennessee, rain almost all the way east of the Mississippi River to the mountains in North Carolina. We do have some flood warnings right now up in the northern part of Mississippi, northern part of Alabama, on the Tennessee line south of Nashville. Of course, they've had a lot of rain up there already. We've got more rivers going over the banks there. And the northern part of Georgia, just north of Atlanta, up towards Tennessee. And in the mountains of South Carolina as well, rain, flood watches, and warnings. Okay, here's where the rubber meets the road. Snowshoe, I-80. You got snow flurries there tonight. It's going to continue because that snow will go all the way up into upstate New York, all the way to Lake Ontario, to Rochester and Rochester East, to Syracuse, to Utica, all the way up the lee shore of Lake Ontario, all the way to the Thousand Islands Bridge, and then all the way across the northern part of the Adirondacks up into Quebec. And it's going to snow, and I do mean snow. Get ready, and I'm sure they haven't put the snow plows away yet up there, Kyle, even though it's been in the 70s the past few days, but not no more. Going to be snowing and blowing and all that good stuff. Northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, you're going to get snow. We've got rain in northern Maine tonight, way up there, Presque Isle, Caribou, along on the Nova Scotia line, too. And then you've got a gale warning from Nova Scotia on down to Cape Cod, and then it skips on down to Jersey, Cape May, down towards the mouth of the Chesapeake, and then we got another little skip around North Carolina, around Cape Hatteras, with some gale warning there, and windy conditions along the Gulf all the way from Brownsville on up to Houston, and then Houston East all the way over to probably Destin, Florida, by the looks there. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
See you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And then we're going to jump right into the frying pan here with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about Joe Biden coming out talking about his infrastructure plan, which we're going to hear about today? Now, we're going to give all this money to infrastructure for the roads and the bridges, right? Wrong.
Yeah, it's... They're just kind of going for broke, and I mean that literally. I mean, with what, yeah, I mean, I don't even know who concocted all of this, but you can bet that this one's going to be so full of, stupidness, that, well, I think, you know, several people have seen some of the text or have heard some of the text that is being of this bill is being proposed.
I got it. I got it right here. Listen to this: $650 billion goes for roads, bridges, and highway and ports. All the rest of it goes for the social programs the Democrats love so much, like housing. Let's see, $400 billion for home care for the elderly, $400 billion for clean energy credits. This is where the green energy will start kicking in.
Well, yeah, I mean, we knew that this was going to be essentially the Green New Deal.
Yep.
But if you when you speak infrastructure, you know, be careful because it could even propose that we have to retool our, we'll get, you know, tax credits or whatever to redo our houses, you know, make sure that our houses comply with some new, you know, government mandate.
Yeah, well, have you noticed all the solar panel companies all of a sudden been propping up all over the place? And I actually got two calls left on my voicemail from solar panel companies that said, oh, the new federal tax credits, take advantage of it, blah, 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 put a solar panel up in your home, sell the power back to the power company. So apparently that's where they're going. All right, hold that thought. You can yawn, and we'll be right back, folks, after the top of the hour news. But I'm telling you, it's mind-boggling. It's nuts. It's crazy. They want an infrastructure bill, and then the majority of the money's not even going for infrastructure. Give me a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always concerned.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.